USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on all Americans to be safe this Labor Day holiday weekend.
We need everybody to be careful, to apply common sense, and do all of the things that we've told you to do as quickly as much as you can. Social distancing, wearing a mask whenever the distancing is not possible.
The number of coronavirus cases in the United States has increased after the Memorial Day and 4th of July holiday weekends as some Americans celebrate. The government's job report released on Friday shows the sharpest drop in unemployment from July to August by race was among Hispanic women and black men, while by education it was those with less than a high school diploma that saw the biggest employment gains. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump says he never called fallen U.S. soldiers losers or suckers. The president calling the report from the Atlantic a hoax and another attempt to hurt him before the election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in France with the president.
I can say for sure is I've never heard. I've been with this president now for coming on 4 years. I've never heard the president use the language that assertedly is said in that article about him calling the military suckers and losers. I've never seen that, indeed. Just the contrary. He has always had the deepest respect. I'm a veteran, too. I care deeply about these young men and women. I've watched the president honor them in every situation that I've been in with him.
Pompeo making those comments on Fox News. Most Americans are not planning to roll up their sleeves for a new coronavirus vaccine. A new poll shows two-thirds of voters will pass on getting a shot when it first becomes available. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The White House is clearing up a comment made by President Trump at an event this week. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns explains.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany insisted that President Trump wasn't suggesting people break the law when he encouraged voters to test the system by voting both by mail and in person. She told Fox News that Trump was telling voters to, quote, verify that their mailed ballot is counted in the upcoming November election when he made the comments on Wednesday. She went on to accuse Democrats of seeking a, quote, whole new fraudulent system of mail-in voting by trying to expand access to mail-in ballots during the pandemic.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, North Carolina Elections Chief Karen Brian Bell says there are ways to check if your ballot did go through if you mail it in.
We do record when someone's vote has been cast by mail, and if they come to vote in person during the early voting period, we have a record of that, so that if they show up on election day and have voted in either one of those situations, we know that that's occurred.
Jacob Blake Sr., the father of Jacob Blake, the man who was shot by a Kenosha, Wisconsin police officer, met with Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden in Wisconsin on Thursday. That visit has ignited scrutiny over Blake Sr.'s Facebook posts. Those posts show numerous anti-Semitic comments and anti-Christian posts as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.